Just a trial on the 2nd of February 2019. And we are here on the second day of Transmediale. And something amazing happened. We saw so many people united and still being independent from each other because they showed something else, what we traditionally called culture, and what you have redesigned in a very particular way. And there are two people here to present themselves about what they did.
Hello, I'm Robin Haddon. I'm a singer-songwriter who's been collaborating with Rory, who you'll meet in a minute, for about 4 years now.
Thank you, Robin. And both of you.
And I'm Rory Pilgrim. I am an artist and musician, and I feel very privileged to work with so many wonderful people.
Because it's totally impossible to describe what you've done. Just tell me what happened to you when you were on stage.
Well, it's always because you rehearse everything so much, but then when it actually happens, and there's people in the room, it's like a whole different situation. And you can feel like the connecting with people because it's just so much easier with music and like natural to connect with people.
And what happened to you?
I mean, I'm very concentrated in what I do, but there's always usually a moment where I feel like I'm going to burst into tears. But I mean, for me, with my relationship with Carol, who was the woman who appeared with Skype, she's someone who I care very deeply about, and I just feel very lucky to have the means to share her voice in a completely different country. She's someone who's never even left the UK, isn't it, a phenomenal poet, and has an ability with words and an incredible thinker who I just feel very lucky to have in this space and in this context in front of 400 people.
For me, as a spectator, the most spectacular but the most simple thing was that you're using all the means we have available in new technology, but in the end, they come back to the most central parts of our lives. Could you agree on that?
Yeah, I mean, our lives are messy. Yeah, I think with technology, and especially AI technology, which is in the work, is that in the end, they confront us most about what it means to feel and be human, so that's their gift.
What about you?
Using technology, yeah. Well, that's to deliver like good music as well. It's insane the amount of like technology in this room just to like, then this isn't even new technology, just deliver a good sound experience. So then adding like all those layers to it, it makes it more complicated, but then it just shows what's possible with like connecting with people.
On the screen we had one moment which is very often used in all kind of public relation metaphors. Your friend staying and sitting next to Robert and being intertwined with this, I should say, person in a way that nobody has seen before in public. What happened at that moment?
It actually took place in a chapel, an important space for Carol, for her network of people in her life. And for her, she is someone who for a long time has desired a kind of robotic form of care. She's been very let down by the British care system and almost lost her life. And for her, she feels like this sort of technology is complicated, but it can be used as a means to help people. And for her to have a companion who would care for her in some way. And so in the video you see, she is just getting to know it as a sort of co-carer, as someone who would look after a robot. And so she's touching its fingers very delicately, exploring how her body also moves with this piece of artificial intelligence, and sort of what is that crossover between, yeah, the human capacity to care and a robotic capacity to care. And that's what many people are working on.
And now the music is getting more and more dramatic. But before we are going to split up, you have been the co-worker and the co-carer between stage as the audience. And it was evident you enjoyed this task, although you didn't show it. It was very sublime. And if you have any comments on that one, I would appreciate
it. It feels like you get sort of an ambient feeling. And then when it's over, you look back on it and you're like, oh, what was that? It's only in the moment.
Falling back into the void of everyday life. It's torture?
Oh, no. No, but like this is, I have this great theory that you have to, in order to enjoy everything, you have to challenge yourself as well and like go through like periods or like work really hard for something to enjoy what you actually like. So this is everyday life.
The performances which we do, and Robin's been part of quite a few many now. I feel like I'm often creating in a very fragile energy between something which is almost like a spectacle, like a concert, but it is almost like every day and it's just very human, or it's not awkward, but like how to create these sort of slippages in which you kind of, the mirror turns, or like when Carol sort of whispered, "Hello, Rory." I think all those moments are what make it. And this kind of role me and Robin have as people on stage, it's kind of these moments of, like, sometimes it can really take off, but I feel like it takes off in this tension.
My last question will be a surprise question, but before that, I had quite some time in Japan, and there are many elements which reminded me to that.
It was filmed partly in Japan, in Okinawa, on a military base. Because, I mean, part of the videos of the work is really just trying to think care, but also, like, in terms of relation to power. Now we hear the song Government Lover. As people kind of come actually into physical contact with, like, this sort of membrane of power, there's bits in Japan, and it happened more coincidence, but I went out there. Yeah, we were kind of, me and Cassie, the dancer, we were, was in the performance and the music videos, we were literally just following military service people and seeing at what point we could film where they kind of brushed past us and we entered. And then other bits are filmed in a flower shop in Japan, and an artificial flower shop. And then it's all artificials. This district, it's like 10 shops which just specialise in artificial flowers.
So the last question, I promise you, is be told to surprise. It will be a challenge, but maybe you are going to enjoy that. My question is simple but complicated. Imagine all the potential questions I could have asked and make one of those imaginary virtual questions your questions and give an answer to that one.
I imagine that you might have asked about ourselves as British people and how we are promoting positivity and interconnectivity through technology in the wake of like the crisis in the UK. I'm not going to say the word because I hate hearing it. And I would say, yeah, I think this would continue to be, I'm not very political. I know that, like, in the sense that I don't keep up with it and like I don't know what all the details are, but I'm just trying to like keep loving, keep being, just keep being positive. Yeah.
Thank you. What about your question I haven't asked?
Maybe how did you meet Carol? And I met Carol in a gay bar in Sheffield. I was doing another project and I was looking for people who had some kind of engagement with the radical movements of the 60s and 70s to kind of work with younger generations. And she happened to be, I went to an LGBT 50 plus meeting in a gay bar, and she was there in the corner and she was very quiet, but I gave her this leaflet, and it was about, because the project was also a lot about words, and I didn't really speak very much, but suddenly I got this letter in the post. And she responded to the art gallery I was working with and said she'd love to be part of the project and about herself. And I found out that it was her first time for her ever in a queer gay space. And I feel very lucky that I just happened to encounter her, and that it was kind of serendipity. But I was able to, from there, kind of embark on this project. Mm-hmm. So that's maybe a question.
So thank you. This really was a hard trial for me because it was totally unplanned and you made it so easy for me to make it work. I really appreciate your presence, not just for that moment, but for the whole evening. And I hope you're still having to have a great time here in Berlin. Thank you so much.
Danke.
Ja, vielen Dank. Ich bin sehr froh, dass ich hier in Deutschland bin. Ja.